So there too it's a commuted sentence. But there, keifer is a commuted sentence from an inish of misel shamayim. Because if not for the chiyuv keifer, what would he be guilty of? Misel shamayim, not misel liyodam. In bol of you can bol of you must, but in shamayim. But here it's a commuted sentence of misel liyodam. So mimele, according to Rashi, without the gzeras hakosuv of nikel chichol in echo, so we would say that Bezdin has to meet out the Malkis regardless whether he'll survive or not. Even if Bezdin will know with utmost certainty that he will not survive, so we should meet out Malkis. So that's gzeras hakosuv that we have to make an umdene. So the umdene tells us that on account of the fact that the Torah itself commuted the sentence from Misa to Malkis, so Mele, he gets Malkis, he has to get Malkis only when the Malkis doesn't result in Misa. But if the Malkis results in Misa, then he doesn't get Malkis. But if Bezdin makes the Nundane, so Bezdin is not Mechuyev to be Cheshesh, maybe he'll die. But in Echanami, if he did die, so that means that it's chitziche, but they are nusim, and if not, so that's according to Rashi. That's why Rashi says that Mista Hashiyot Potter, or Potter of Goles, only because of the Gzeras HaKosu of Maya Rishus of Kol Rishus Yotzav Makiz Meivar Avgedis Talmidei Shleabed Nishiik. But the Rambam says Shleabed Nishiik means why doesn't the Rambam explain it that way as Rashi? The answer is Rashi, the Rambam holds, since without Gzeras HaKosuv Nikel Chichol in Echo, I would say that is without the Gzeras HaKosuv Nikel Chichol in Echo. So then I would say that he has to get Malkis even if it will definitely result in the mis. So there is a Gzeras HaKosuv. No, we have to make an umden. So the Gzeras HaKosuv only tells us that we have to be aiming, Bezdin has to be aiming. And if the umden determines that he cannot take it, he cannot survive, then he's potter of Malkis. But if the umden determines that he can take it, then he is chayev Malkis. And he is chayev everything, that kind of einesh, everything that is entailed in this Malkis. So mainly if he dies after the Malkis, so it's not Ritzirche. Just as when Bezdin meets out Skile, so it's not Ritzirche. So here too it's not Ritzirche. So mainly we don't have to resort to the Gzeras HaKosuv of Maya Rishus. I mean, that's the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, so Rashi holds, that even though Malkin Mokim Misimeres, but there is a Gzeras HaKosuv, that one does not get Malkis unless Bezdin is aimed and determines he can take it, it will not be fatal to him. So merely in case where it turns out to be fatal, so that means he wasn't even Chayim Malkis. So that means that he wasn't, he was Chayim Malkis. We don't have to say that he wasn't even Chayim Malkis. He was Chayim Malkis. But there is no heter to kill him. He is only Chayev Malkis. Malkis is in lieu of Mise, but he is only Chayev Malkis, but he is not Chayev the Mise that results from Malkis. That not. So maybe he should be Chayev Goles. Why isn't he Chayev Goles? Because of Maya Rishus Avkorishus. So it's not because of course of according to Rashi is of Nikol Chichonecho, that if it turns out that he can take it, he's not Chayev. No, he's Chayev, but he's Chayev Malkis, but he's not Chayev the Mise that resulted from the Malkis. So Mele, since he did die as a result of the Malkis, so it is Ritziche, but it's a Koishal Mitzvah. We have to say that, according to Rashi, that if there is an umdene that he can take it, then he is chayev Malkis. But he's not Chayim the Misa that resulted from the Malkus, which Besdin itself didn't anticipate and couldn't anticipate. But the Malkus is Chayim because if according to Rashi, so where the Malkus results in a Misa, so then retrospectively we say he wasn't in Chayim Malkus. So the Gzeres HaKosuf of Mayar Rishus of Kol Rishus Yotzahava Makiz Neva Rava Genis Talmidish Leben Sheiko shouldn't even apply, because there is a Tesefta. The Tesefta says that Reifei Sheripe V'Yohora Reifei Sheripe B'Yoshus Besden V'Yohora Kareze Geile. Now if Reipe is Merapei Shaloi B'Yoshus Besden V'Yohora, then Golis is not a Kapora, then it is Sheiko Amazing, because he's negligent. He shouldn't practice medicine without Rishus Besdin. Now the Hashulchan points out, it's very mistaber. Rishus Besdin here, the Sefte talks of Rishus Besdin. So now, instead of Besdin, it's licensed from the government, because Bisman she had disroiled Kifo, and it means Bisman she hatoyrot Kifo be Israel. So then the Besdin that represents is not only Besdin. Besdin represents the state too. So Mimele, a Reife has no right to practice medicine unless it is ascertained that he knows that he's competent. So he requires Rishus Besdin. Now that Ein Yad Yisrael Tkifo, and that certainly Ein Yad HaTeiro Tkifo, even be Israel, so Mimele the Hashulchan points out, so in lieu of Rishus Besdin, what kind of rishus is required for a Reife to practice medicine? So from the Malchus. So in other words, in order that a Reife should be allowed to practice medicine, so there must be someone who ascertains that he's competent. Otherwise, I mean, anybody will try to practice medicine and they'll kill so many people. I mean, even with all the regulations, so doctors many times kill people. But imagine what would happen if no license had been required by the state. So Rishus Besdin here today, though Hashulchan points out, is really licensed from the government. So the Tesefta says, Reifei Sheripei Rishus Besdin V'Yohorak HaRizegel Shaloi Rishus Besdin Sheikol Amazin. But Rishus Besdin So HaRizegel. So the Tashbats, all the Nisikirim and the Yodei, so they mentioned the tshuva of the Tashbats. Now the question is, why don't we apply the same aloha of Maya Rishus, of Kol Rishus, Yotzo Ava Makes Nei, Varava Redes Talmidei, Ushli Abezn Sheiko? So that's all. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Now it's a mitzvah to be merape. There's the lotion in the mechaber. Virapi rapi mikan shenit no shenos noteo rishus lereifi lerapis u mitzvah lerapis. Once it is a rishus, so mele it's a mit. Like this, so Rashi says, in Borokame, we could say one is not even authorized to be merapi because of the possibility maybe it will do harm instead of healing. So the Torah says Virapi Yirapi. Once a person is given rishus to be merape, so then it's a mitzvah to be merape. So there's a Shabbos Gufe, and we sound like Lam Racho. I mean, a Shabbos Gufe, Rabbi Sa Shabbos Gufe. So it's a mitzvah. So the question is, why does the Tesefta say Reipi Sheripi Beshus Bezden Vehora Akariz Egele? So the Tashbat says, gives a very fundamental terms. So he says, when we apply the halacha of a kohes mitzvah, let's say av sheiko, av makes neiv, av redes talmidei, shle abezn sheiko, that is, if let's say somebody killed another person b'sheyeg, and even though he killed him, so the akoye had the halacha mitzvah. He was mikayim a mitzvah with Akoy. Masha'im came by Reifei. Of course it's a mitzvah, the biggest mitzvah in the world. But the biggest mitzvah in the world is to heal, not to kill. So So now the question arises, so Mele Barife, so the Allah, so, but Barife Sharipe, which is based in Horak, so then if Horak, so if there was no Akoyishal Mitzvah. There was only Akoyas Ritzicha, not Akoyas Mitzvah. But his Kavone was to heal. So there was only Kavone to do a Mitzvah, but there was no actual Akoyishal Mitzvah. Now, so you'll ask, the same question, how about the Hava Makes May, Varava Ridis Talmidei? I mean, suppose someone, a father will take an iron rod and they'll hit his son over the head and the son will die, so you'll say he was Mekayim in Mitzvah. Well, the answer is, with what I mentioned last time, that from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma, that the whole aloha of Hakoyesh, Shein Bekid L'Homis, that he's Potter, applies only, it's based upon Exas HaKosov, so it applies only to Ritzei HaBizom, but not Ritzei HaBesheik. Because the Pshat in HaKosh Milomis is not that if a person, let's say, hits another person over his shoulder, lightly, and the other person dies, so we say he didn't die from this HaKoy, it was just a coincidence. No, if we see that he died Mamesh at the same time, when the Makeh struck the victim over the shoulder, so we assume that he died, that the victim died from the Sakoi. But since everybody, all the experts in the world will say that he should not die from such a Sakoi, so then it's a two of missing. So it's a Kosov. So all these psukim relate to Mise, to Ritzei HaBizod, not to Ritzei HaBesheik, to Ritzei HaBesheik. So, there is no such thing as a Kosov. That's why the Rambam says, HaMakes Chavir Bizodin Eim Din Es HaKoy. As Mikema HaKoy. So, but Liga HaBesheik it isn't. Now, the Rambam says, in Hilches Talmud Torah, Rambam in Perik Beis Mechut Talmotei Aloha Beis, so he says, Umake isom hamelamed lahatul alei meimo, veini make isom makas eil makas arzori, lifichoch lo yake isom bisheitim velo bimakleis elo biotzu oktan. So in other words, he's not allowed. Ava makes mei arav redis talmidei to mako arzoris. Now certainly if it's a koi sheyesh b'kilom, is it certainly a Amakar Zoris. Even if it's a Megidol Homis, it could still be a Makar Zoris. In other words, if he uses his fists against his son or against the Talmud. So it's a Makar Zoris, even if the Unden is that this Akoye is a Megidol Homis. But certainly it goes without saying that Akoye Shevigdol Homis is included in the category of Hakoar Zoris. So the question right now, so from this alone, there is a raya to this aloha of the Rambam, that the ptur of Hakoishim Lomis Poter applies only to Ritzia B'Meizig. It doesn't apply to Ritzia B'Sheik. Because if we are going to say that this aloha applies even to a Hakoye, to make b'sheig, so how does the Gemara say Yotzav makes nei v'arav arid es talmidei? So if he killed the son or the talmid, so he's potter of goles. But why should he be potter? Why should he be potter of goles? Why should he be potter of goles? And in why should he be potter of goles? But Monefshech, if he hit the son Hakoy Arzoris, Hakoy Sheish Bichlomis, so then it's not Hakoy Shal Mitzvah, because it's an Aveiro to hit the son Hakoy Arzoris, even if the son doesn't die. So maybe it's not Hakoy Shal Mitzvah. And where it's not Hakoy Shal Mitzvah, so that there should be a Chiyuv Goles. So obviously, When can it be a kosher mitzvah if he doesn't hit him a koyar zoris? That means it's not a kosher shlomis. If it's not a kosher shlomis, so he should be potter anyway. So the answer is, as it's mashma Rosh Rambam, that this din of the Mishnah, Yotzav HaMakiz Neralis Almidei, has reference to a case where the father or the rabbi employed HaKoy Shein Arzoris, HaKoy Shein Begidolamis. So without Exeris HaKosuf of HaKoy Shein Mitzvah, Mayar Rishus, he would be Chayev Goles. But because of this Exeris HaKosuf, he's Potter of Goles. So the Tashba says that here, even though the son died, inasmuch as the father used Hakoy, employed Hakoy Shemik Lomis, so the Hakoy is Hakoy Shomitz. Masheiki by Reivei, because by a father or a rabbi, so there is a posik, Yaseres bin Chovia Nechecho, Vyitim Adanim of Shecho. So the Kiyoma Mitzvah consists in chastising the son. In chastising the Talmud. So that's the Maisa Mitzvah. Masheikim by Reifei, let's say if a Reifei, sometimes a Reifei is allowed him to amputate a leg.
And he says,
in order to save the patient.
That
a patient suffers from kidney poison.
Levi
so
was revealing.
The only thing
brother.
That can be done is to amputate
Levi is not the brother.
So the Rambam has
so Reuven comes to bed and he says that Levi was revealing. Him,
so of course he's allowed.
And of course there is another aim.
But the mitzvah is the saving of the
otherwise,
life, not the amputation of the leg.
Anyway.
So you cannot say that the amputation of the leg is the mitzvah. The mitzvah consists in saving the life. Now, so he amputates the leg.
And Shimon is also a
patient.
Testifies the same thing. That Levi was
revealed. But if the patient dies, what can we mean by that he amputated the leg? And he died.
So
what can we mean by that? Bashein came by father and by a rabbi. So there is a mitzvah of Yaseres bin Chov Yanechecho. So even
but
if he dies as a result of the Akoye. But if the Akoye is Akoye, Shein begin Rovis.
However,
so he's still making the mitzvah of Yaseres bin Chov Yanechecho. We have to say this. I mean, I wouldn't say it like this, but we have to say it.
So he says in fact that he's a Rosh.
Otherwise,
so
the Reuven
says
if we are going to say
in Rosh,
a different way.
And the Rosh is
postulated. When is it
in Rosh,
when the father hits his son, even though he
so
maybe
we cannot be counted.
And the son
why?
Dies,
because
so then the hitting is on
his face. Is a
so why does the Mishnah say?
In other words, he says, plainly,
vanity,
the same. So what does he say?
So
I'm a Rosh. Now, if I'm a Rosh, so you cannot be counted. Even if it's MS, it's Exorcisakosu. Our Toshes Rosh is a Chomes. So even if he tells the truth, but the Rosh is possible, it's actually a Gu.
The question is.
So Mimele Besdin cannot
so,
be counted
so
because on its
so
face it's a repugnant Haggadah.
According
there
to Rashi,
a stira
I mean, so
in the Haggadah. He says, he in effect says, you cannot be counted by this. I am Rosh.
And then he died
now,
as
so
a result of the Malchus. So then he's only
let's say,
by this,
whether he's Aroche or Yiddish Botan or something like Kulor. So on that score, because we cannot,
so the
we certainly cannot be recabled everything that he says.
He's
now
that
it says, Levi was revealed on the
that even though
we
the same age,
so maybe we cannot be recabled everything. That means that
he's not
higher because he is a Yehovah. So he's a Roshe, so he's possible, so he made this.
He's not higher than
he's according to the law. Even if it is MS, it's invisible because it's a Pswagu.
That's the sheet of Rashi.
So,
he's not higher than the Malchus is higher.
To be recabled,
if we are going to say,
so
that
then
where
we cannot,
as a result of the Malchus, he dies.
Because
so then he's not even high Malchus in the same way.
And
as
why
can't
we
determine that he
can't
take it, he can't survive?
That we should be
so then just
the
head,
he says,
but basically, stay a million
of
right? So it's like
we cannot be Mechayim the whole Agoda, because if we accept the whole Agoda, so a Roshi is possible even if we tell the truth.
But
let us be Mechayim the whole Agoda, he says, Ruben says,
retrospectively,
was the Reveya, I am the Nir, I am the Ruben. So we cannot do it, Mikabe both things, but let us be Mikabe,
retrospectively,
let us be Mikabe just one item.
Still,
in other words, that Levi is a Reveya and not that he is the Nir, that
he
is. So for that we have to say Palgin and Bore, this is what Rove says. But Rabbi Yosef rejects the concept of Chayim Goles
because he was only Chayim Goles, and he was only Chayim.
The reason why Rabbi Yosef rejects the concept of Palgin and Bore is because by this there is a Mochei Shabbat and Mitzoso, a Kulo. So Meile, we cannot say Palgin and Bore. Because of Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah, so Rove says we say Palgin and Bore, and we don't say Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah. So in other words, so according to Rove, we say Palgin and Bore, so it's considered like two separate Akkodes. So maybe it's not Shayach to say Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah. This is what Rove says, but Rabbi Yosef says no, we don't say Palgin and Bore. So maybe it's considered one Akkode, and if it's considered one Akkode, so maybe we cannot accept one part of the Akkode and not the other. Because the Yishmon is a Shabbat Kulah. If it's two separate Akkodes, then it's not Shaya to apply the principle of the Yishmon is a Shabbat Kulah. Let's say, I mean, if two Akkodes say two separate Akkodes, but they'll say a Tochkadidim. So then we don't say Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah. We don't say there is one Lashon Demir in Yakes who says that the mention of this is a shame, that even in such a case we say Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah. Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah. In other words, if let's say two Eidim will come and say that Ruvei borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and also Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda, but they'll say both Akkodes and they are craving to Levi and Yehuda, but they are not craving to Reuven and Shimon. So the Miri, I think the Miri in Marcus mentions one sheet over there.
Certainly,
I mean, all the other Shinim Achim, that since both Akkodes were mentioned. So since the Haggadah regarding Levi and Yehuda,
so why
the Haggadah of Levi and Yehuda is bottled, so maybe the Haggadah regarding Yehuda and Shimon is also bottled. But all the other Rishonim are chilek on that. So most Rishonim hold that if there are two separate Haggadahs, then we don't say the Shabbat Mitzvah of the Kulo. Even though both Haggadahs were recited, but in this case, it's not like two Eidim testifying. Ruvei borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Levi borrowed $1,000 from the Yehuda. That's two separate things altogether. But here, the separate, they testify as one. After all, the Maisa Levi of Mishkat Zchur was done by the Reveya and the Reveya and the Yerba. So the Mele, without Palgin and Dibure, it is certainly one Agra. So if we say Palgin and Dibure, then it can, through the Palgin and Dibure, it can become two Agra. Because of Palgin and Dibure. But Rav Yosef rejects the concept of Palgin and Dibure. So Mele, since they testify as one Maisa, the Maisa of Mishkat Zchur, so that Levi was Reveya Ruvein, I mean, he testifies, that Levi was Reveya him, Ruvei, so the testifier is told Maise, and Rav Yosef rejects the concept of Palgin and Dibure, so Mimele, it's one Agode, so it's in the Shabbat Musa Shabbat
Okula.
So certainly here, Rav Yosef has to say that we cannot be Mikabu Dagot. But we see from the Gemara in Yevamos, we see that
many times
we don't have to resort to Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Kulah.
So there is a
because the Gemara in Yevamos applies a similar to Mesbayo, where where the Mishnah Chene says that all psuim avuim, ishe korem, shifro, all psuim avuim, so there is no requirement of eides, just of nemones. So since there is no requirement of eides, so there is no aloche of eides but mitzos of kulo, and still Rav Yitze applies the same aloche even
lidabe,
would soon see. I mean the whole. The context of the thing.
So, I mean, so that the thing that Kofay involves whether they did not act in a reckless way.
Now, that Kofay in Yevomes,
so the
Mishnah says,
so it's an honest gomo.
How many we get in this? I am going for Nechtam for Nechtam with Mishnah Sishte. All right. So the Shliach who said for Nechtam for Nechtam, he's not allowed to marry this woman.
So
Horaktiv, and then the Mishnah mentions Mes, Horaktiv, Hagenu, or Yisrael Sishti. If someone comes and says that a certain person died, or he says, I killed him, or others killed him, so the Tanakame, the Ramon, equates Mes, Horaktiv, Hagenu, the Chodemach, in one category. So he says Ishti. So he is not allowed to marry this woman. But somebody else can marry this woman.
Why? He is not allowed to marry this woman because there will be gossip. Moses Versailles. People say if he will marry this woman, as to her, his husband, he testified. He died. So people will say that there will be Moses Versailles. Not, it's not Midrash, it's only the Rabbah. But somebody else is allowed to marry this woman.
In other words, even if sometimes, he testifies, Haraktiv, I killed him.
Two individuals.
So he testifies, he's a Ritzeach, he's a Rosh. So even in such a case, the Tanakhama says that he is not allowed to marry this woman.
So
but
another person
others are allowed to marry this woman. So he's never. So if someone comes and says,
neither is the penalty realized.
Someone comes and says, Haraktiv, I killed the husband. So he's never. He's never. Reb Yudei Meir, Haraktiv Loitinos Ishti. If he says, I killed him, I killed the husband of this woman, so then the woman cannot get married to anybody. But if he says, others killed him, so then anybody else can marry the woman. He not because of Moses Versailles. So it's a rabbi or something else. So you have a machlege between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yudeh in the case where a person says, I killed the husband. So she is in them or is not them. So the Gemara says,
the one
"May saraktiv argenu lo yisrael
sishte."
Who niyo lo yisrael sishte? Holy achatim
osay.
Holy achatim osay. So in other words, he is not allowed to marry her because of Moses Versailles. But somebody else can marry him. In other words, the one who says that he was the Ritzeach has the
monies.
So if Reuven says that Levi was to be a me,
so then he's not Nemon. We cannot become. Why? Because
did not offer
because it's a repugnant God.
The implication
he himself says that he is a Moshe and the Moshe is postulated. So he is a God that says. He in his Agode says that I have no Nemos. I have no Nemos. So in many ways, we cannot be recovered that Agode. We cannot be recovered that Agode. So we see now this. So the Gemara is the Kashi. So how did the Rabbon in the Mishnah say that when one says, I killed a husband?
So
I got a husband.
So even if he was
she's allowed to get married to anybody. He wouldn't go to.
If he says I killed the husband, so he says I'm the kosh.
Because it's the kosh.
A gazlin the raise is kosh. It's possible in the seashore.
So we see from this Rashi.
But the gazlin the raise, the kosh the raise, is possible in the seashore. So here too, it's a repugnant act.
First of all, goles is a
when he says. I killed him, so he says, I killed him, I'm a Roshe. And the Roshe is possibly the Sisho. So maybe we cannot be Mikabu with that one. Now, this is the Gemara's question. Now, if the whole reason is why Rabbi Yosef says, by plain of the Banu Yatsayin, that we cannot be Mikabu with that one, is because since on its face, the Hagode is repugnant. That there is a stigma in that.
Once he walks out,
says, I am Roshe, I'm impossible for this Hagode.
So
that
Adam has a right to kill.
So Mimele, we cannot.
That he has to go
to Mikabu, the whole thing, we cannot. Because then it's out of the Satsrim for Mikabu, the thing. And to Mikabu, the power. We cannot because of Yiddish Modern Tosafot Kulov. But if not for the law of Yiddish Modern Tosafot Kulov, at least if we believe that we say Balgin in the Bure, so what kind of a Kashi does the Gemara have? So the Gemara has no Kashi. And the Gemara
has.
Who knew the law of Yiddish? They hold a Achat in Hose, for me, I see when the Gemara is see who Achat is Tapla Hoge. Let's say in Hoshe, who are Tim Romal, is Yotram Moshe, is Thomas. What kind of a Kashi is it? The only reason is why Rabbi Yisef over there says, let's say in Hoshe, who is because there we require Aedes. So since there is a din of Aedes, so there is a law of Yiddish Modern Tosafot Kulov. But if we were to say Palgin de Bure, it would be split up into two
Agudim.
But
Rabbi
Yisef says no. We don't say Palgin de Bure and through Palgin de Bure to split up into Agudim. After all, on its face it's one Agudim. So we cannot be mikabel the whole Agode, because then there will be stirek. And to be mikabel part of the Agode, we cannot, because it is what it's about the Kulo. But here, Gabi Mezbayo, so all three manner, so there is no Agode, it is what it's about the Kulo. So let Rabbi Yosef also say, so we see from this Gemara, in Yomes, that prophet, that the reason is why Rabbi Yosef says that same So it's not necessarily based upon the Yiddish Modern Tosafot Kulov. Even where the halacha of Yiddish Modern Tosafot Kulov doesn't apply, but even where it's just an inyan of mnemonis, in other words, it's not shayach
to
be mikabel.
Go to a
hagode that is repugnant on its face.
So apparently,
if it is,
so this is what
either we are mikabel the whole Agode,
or
we are not mikabel the Agode, we cannot be mikabel the whole Agode. So then, we cannot be mikabel part of it either. If we don't have to resort to the Aloch of Yiddish about the Mitzvah, we have to be Nemon, so we have to be mikabel the Agode, not if it is Nemonis. All right, but we have so in order to have mnemonics, we have to be mikabel the Agode of the one who has mnemonics. And since we cannot be mikabel the whole Agode as it is on its face, because it's a stirek, the mouth is stirek, he says he's a Roshe. So, and the Roshe is possibly the same, has no mnemonics. So, Mimele, we cannot be mikabel part either. So we don't even have to resort to this one. That we see from this mark. But anyway, let us go over this Gemara. So, Omar Rabbi Yosef, plain of the Van Leen, who knew the Yisra Shishtim? Hola, Achasin Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yosef, plain of the Van Leen, see, who be'acham stav lo, li'otzein li'roshe hu, bati romu, al-toshis yotro, li'roshe hu, yisei tromo. So the question is, why is the Shacham here in the Mishnah saying that if one says, that it says, I killed the Baal, so Yishe is allowed to get married. But if he says, that I killed the Baal, So he's a Roshe, that you will be on, and if you are going to say that Gabi is Isho, in as much as all Suima Meron, Isho, Kore, Shifo, everyone is Nemo, Akim Sirvi Tume, so Mimele, Roshe, Moshe the Reis is also, so we may well, there is no steer. So that's why the Tanakhama says that if someone says, I killed a husband, so he's never. Because there is no steer, it's nothing with Bognetako. What did he say? I have no demones. No, he has demones. Because Gabi, the seashore, were all Suleiman demon. So even Roshi is demon.
So, we can take a chance to start over a bottle. Womar and Menashe,
Gai see the same way,
Kosher with the Sisho,
Gaso,
so she asked just like it happened.
She does not say she will be
possible with the Sisho. So since it's possible with the Sisho, so the Rabot and his face is a repugnant and it has a Sire. He says, I am a Ritzeach, and I have no demons.
Even so how can Bezdin be Mikabe? So Kapo is required.
How can Bezdin be Mikabe? And to say, we are Mikabe just so one part, so not the part that he is the killer. That we cannot. Because either way, we accept the Agode as the killer or not. Without recourse to
that rape, you'll be high with his
own. So that's the
Because only Eritrea
should we say that Rav Nashe, who says
so
the title of the Reis is possibly the Sisho, that means Eritrea is possibly the Sisho. So Rav Nashe would be forced to pass like Rav Yud, because Rav Yud says here, why? Because Rav Yud holds that the Eritrea is possibly the Sisho.
So even if this Akode, when someone says I killed him, it's a repugnant Akode, it has a stick. In it,
he himself says
that there is a stereo. You know, I mean, when I was a child in Poland, in respect to the Rashi,
I had an uncle,
why does Rashi
and he likes, you know, to test.
So it's because of Maya.
So he used to test
without this, because of Maya.
So he asked me a question that it's As all the Galicianas are doing that, I mean, don't have to show them that.
No, he was
Kevin and Blake, something abnormal, as all the Galicianas and the Galicianas are doing that. And the answer that he expected,
he still would be part of
and he that he expected me to say, which I did, I mean, so he liked the answer. He says, I mean, because if all the Galicianas are doing that, so now he's a Galician, he's a very Galician, we can. So I mean, this is the logic. In other words, when one says Agot, whether it is based upon Halacha of Eides or it's not based upon Halacha of Eides. So if the Agot has his stira, it's a repugnant Agot, he says, I'm a Ritzeach, and the Ritzeach is possible in this issue. So how can we accept it? But we could accept it if we accepted just part of it. So there is a loche. You cannot accept a God a part of it without Yiddish Bodin was no cool. That's now, what
I'm going to say. So, name Rav Nashe Doma Kavod. Now, Rav Nashe says that doesn't mean I am chosen in this issue. So he will say like Rabbi Yudas when he says haraktiv, so he's not memo.
Omer lo Rav Nashe.
Ano de amra afilu rabon. Ano de rabon en hoche kidrom. Doma robe yod umkorvitz latzmei yod umkorvitz. So the Gemara says no. Rav Nashe does not have to say like Rabbi Yudas. Rav Nashe can pass like Rabon. That haraktiv is memo. But then you have the cash. Now, if Rav Nashe passes like the Rabbonim, so how can it be explained? How can the Rabbonim be explained according to Rav Nashe's din that the Ritzeach is possible in the Sisho? The answer is Rav Nashe will have to agree with Rabbonim that we say
Rabbonim.
Rav Nashe will have to say we'll have to agree with Rabbonim's din. So now, so there is no stira. So there is no stira because he says I killed a husband.
This Allah,
so, remember,
by
Rabbi, so now,
Rabbi,
if it's Yach, it's possible to do it. But Rabbi says,
also,
how
can
it be?
But,
so in other words, we split out, so we accept one part and we reject the other part. So once we split out into two parts, into two items, so we accept just the item. That the husband was killed, but not the item, I'm the killer.
This by this So there are
many potential killers
regard to all other alochas.
So we just accept that item that the husband was killed. So maybe it's not a problem anymore. There is no steven that
one.
You know, still like
Moshe.
This is what Rav Nashe says.
So
Rav Nashe has to say that Rav Bonon
holds so Palmyra.
Should we say Rav Yenise who rejects the deed of Palmyra? So Memele, so he cannot. He must pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, because if he was to pass
on,
he couldn't pass on like Rabbonon, because Rabbonon said that when he says Arachti, he's an Emon. How is he an Emon?
How is he an Emon? So Omer Yosef,
I know the Omer Yosef is Rabbonon.
So
Mishanin is Isho, the Akim of Rabbonon. We have Nashe, the Omar Rabbis. So Rav Yosef will say, no, I pasken like Rabbonon. The Toimer are active, so is Nem. But I say there is no such concept as Palgim and
Dvorah.
So the question arises, how can I accept the halacha of the Rabbonon, that are active is Nem? After all, if he says are active, so he says I am a Ritzeah. No, the answer is Gazel and the Raise is kosher in this issue, so there is no stire. So we don't have to resort to Palgin and the Bore. True, we don't say Palgin and the Bore, but we don't have to resort to Palgin and the Bore. Because Rav Yosef holds that Gazel and the Raise is kosher in this issue. So maybe when he says, I killed the husband.
So
nothing with Paul
special
in that Agode. I killed the husband, so what can we say? Well, if he killed, so he's a killer, he's a Ritzeah. A Ritzeah, how can we accept his Agode? A Ritzeah is possibly a decision? No, a Ritzeah is also partially a decision. This is Gemara. So we see from this Gemara, in Yevomes, Tafrofei, that the reason as to why Rav Yosef says that inasmuch as we cannot accept the whole Agode as it is on its face. That's an impossibility.
After mentioning
because
the difference
he's a Rosh
between the Momos and the Poshes,
so Mimele we cannot even accept part of it, so it's not based upon his responsibility. Because his responsibility has no application to
Mesbailo.
So it's a Rosh, even the Momos.
In other words, so then he says,
either we can accept the Agode. If it's two Agodes, so then we accept one Agode, so we accept one Agode, even though we cannot accept the other Agode. Let's say, to him say, Ruben borrowed from Shimon and Levi borrowed from Yehuda, two separate things. But if it's one Agode, so either we accept the Agode as it is, or we don't accept altogether. Without
the
law of
Shimon,
that's why Jesus says, that Latin Roshu
Shah
is
on my wife, Roshu.
Malkin does not require it to me.
But all the Mephoshes, all the stringencies of Mephoshes.
So,
now let's see what Rashi says. Martin al Pishnai, so that applies to Mark.
Any of them needs to be this be do as
now that's the
Odom correlates to us.
That's the
Hilkar.
Ain
Odom Yoshi was smart with Roshi. Klima. Alei des Atzmei Nase Roshi, Shari Teiro, Poslo Korelohi, Vinera Korelohi, Di Palgin and Di Burei, Umeninolei Gabi Chavzei, Umeninolei Gabi Dei Lifselei.
All the Aloch is a peculiar to Nifoshe.
So according to Rashi, and that's the same Rashi mentions that, whenever the Gemara uses the expression of Misas Mirosh, Rashi says the same. So what does Rashi say? Even Misas Mirosh, in other words, because Odom is Korev La'atzmei, so just as a Korev is not Nemon, is not Kosher Leides, so one is not Kosher Leides about himself, whether it's Chus or Lechevo, just as a Korev, is not kosher leides.
Now,
so that's me. A person cannot testify for himself or against himself. Now, some mele to pass on someone leides. That itself requires. Suppose a brother, two brothers will testify against the third brother.
that so is a Roshe. So will he become Posleides? No. Because Paslan, one Leides, itself requires Leides. So one, so who is he called? He's Posleides, just as he cannot testify to the Mechayim Mises, Mechayim Malkes. So he cannot Pasl. He cannot testify against him to pass him. Now, otherwise, that's me, so one cannot pass himself. That the Baldomo himself can pass himself Leides. If the Aloch had been that when the president, when Reuven comes to Bezdin and says, I am a Rosh, so that in itself would pass him Leides. So then Rabbi couldn't say Palgin the Bore. How could he say Palgin the Bore? In other words, he says that he is a Rosh and he's pass Leides. So we say, we reject just one part of the Agodah. So we cannot do that. Just as we could say, let's say if somebody testified so says the testify ladies that a certain person is high and then other ladies, would come and say that this person testified, let's say Reuven testified against Levi, that Reuven is a Rosh, other ladies testified. So could we say, well, we reject what other ladies say? How can we reject other ladies puzzle it? They have no money. So if the Aloch had been that other Mason at Smoshe, that the Baldova himself can be saved, so then Robin couldn't say Palgin and the Bore. The only reason as to why Robin is able to say Palgin and the Bore is because he himself cannot disqualify himself.
That Malkus,
only thing is, in the Hakosei, there is a stira. He says, on one hand, he says, Levi is a Reveya. And on the other hand, he says, and I'm a Rosh.
So
we say, Palgin and Dibure, but he has no mnemonis to puzzle himself as a Rosh. So, Mimele, seeing in view of the fact that he has no mnemonis to puzzle himself as a Rosh, so Mimele, we can split our Godin and we say, one part we accept, the other part not. Once we split our Godin, so then the spirit of the contradiction is
unbelievable.
We can be Mechayev, Levi Miseh, if another person will also testify the same thing.
So the Gemara says,
what does it say?
How does Rashi say?
That it means that a person cannot pass himself later.
The question is, why
if a person comes to bed and says, I'm an Echon Veiler, I'm a Chal Shabbat.
So it could be,
so he doesn't come so far, and then he'll become an aid. That person against he himself will become an aid in something else. Bezin will be able to be Mikabu. He's a
Malkus is an
but he himself admitted
and
confessed that he's a Rosh and Echon Veiler
and
Chal Shabbat. He's not Nemo to pass so to pass one way so, there, so that needs self requires had got it by two Kshere,
and according to
by two
Mishmuel,
by two
Mishmuel. So
this is how Rashi explains.
But Malkus is also
this is how Rashi explains.
Malkus is also the Chabe. So when is
this is how Rashi explains the Haloche.
When does it have a Halisha Malkus if it is executed by Bezin Smuch?
Tisves.
So
in so, the Mitzir. The Chinuch,
the Chinuch, has another
shot
in
Mechlekes,
between Rameh and Chachamim. Only Shtayim Mechal Tachilem. Who am I Achal?
Now,
Rameh and Chachamim and Chachamim.
There is no Raya that he discusses
in the English of
Malkis. So, but we could say that the Chinuch is the English of Malkis, not the Mechaper, the Kapor.
So, Rameh,
in the love of the Zichu Adam, there he certainly discusses it. There he discusses it in connection with the Chinuch, we say of the Zichu
Adam. So, Jesus says the Kashi,
how can it be known when he says that when is a Bezir, only if he did it twice. So the first time he does it,
but
he steals money from his father and mother.
Why is he never
to buy his wine, and he buys it, and he eats and can't say that he never cooked
his mental state at the company
of hooligans. So,
but if it's going to be
he gets Malkes V'Yisrael.
So, the Gemara says that if he says Mitzvah is Nemo, so the discussion is, why should it be Nemo?
That before he comes Mitzvah V'Yisrael, he has a tarot.
He don't get Malkes. Why the concept of
the getting of Malkes is a condition sine qua non to the
want.
He can only be Mitzvah V'Yisrael for the second Achille. He got Malkes.
Now,
the first
so that means he has to bring
so
the call.
Over there, the Malkes,
now he says, no,
so
I
what is the condition?
If I was a Mitzvah, so if he said, so if
that's
I was bringing
the
call,
of
whom I saw, so he has a good motive.
So there he says,
to tell
only
the truth.
The Malkes so was executed by Sanhedrin, was given by Sanhedrin.
This is,
so Malkes
this
is Danish, in other words, so it's the Ramban, Danish is an English of the Malkes, what can we say that? But in the mitzvah of Malkes, he only mentions that Malkes can be given even by business, not Sanhedrin, by business, Shluchim, in order to be mechaper. Now,
when the
Maribi Rav was mechadish,
he created himself. So then we say that statement is false.
What was his primary purpose in being
mechadish? That any statement made by the person himself against himself,
let's say today, if somebody wants to make
a person, a statement that incriminates himself,
this
might be very true.
Objective
but the halacha is, if the person says, I'm a Machal Shabbos, I'm a
Machal Shabbos,
so he doesn't become posleides. Why? Because in order to become posleides,
to mother life.
So there has to be a Kodesh by so if two brothers would say about the third brother that he's a Ganev, he's a Michal Shabbos and a Chavis, so the third brother will not become Poslaid because Kreim Poslaid. So if a person himself, if a person incriminates himself, he testifies that he's a Roshe, so he's also a Kohen. He's a Baldovo, he's Poslaid against himself. So the Melee, he doesn't become Poslaid.
So
because in order to become Poslaid, there must be a Gode recited by someone who is Kosher. And by himself, against himself, he's not Kosher. So if he becomes Poslaid,
Mashiach
can be called now to bring Kohen.
So then the purpose was,
that doesn't require an Eidim.
Only as a Kaporet, not as an Eidim.
To pass from some
as a
Kaporet requires
Eidim. So
but whether he can bring Kohen or not, there is just an Eidim of Nemones. So a person has Nemones over himself, but he doesn't have Nemones of Eidim over himself.
As a Kaporet, it can
so to pass from himself, that requires Eidim. And he doesn't have Nemones of
Eidim.
Just the money. See,
the Chinuch is the only reason that I know.
That's why. The Gemara says, "Umayim Yotzalim Amizi Toyisi." Is Nemo.
The Miri is Nemo. They pass like the Rabbanon.
So
the Malkes does not require.
So it does not require. So why is Nemo? You cannot say it in Mishat Meroshe. Because in Mishat Meroshe only implies that he cannot be posleides as a result of his agoda that he is a Roshe. Because to pass Leides, that itself has to be based upon our God as Eides. And
he's not
Eides, and
it's kosher against
himself. But
to
be Menea himself. From bringing a call, here's the money.
As a condition to the human being,
but
he said,
has
to
come
to
Jesus, has to resolve the eternity, that he will multiply the past in his life, Roshe, because he has a very good reason as to why he should tell the truth about
the Talmudism,
Roshe. He has a good reason to confess.
However,
but otherwise, we wouldn't believe, even though, in order to be Menea himself, from being in Kom, we don't require the
Hidat,
the answer is, Teisashite is, that Aloch and Mamisas Roshe is not just that he is not Nemon to pass the Salmonis. Of course, he is not Nemon to pass the Salmonis. Because it's about Dovos that requires any. No, it's more broad. In other words, a Hagode, whereby he makes himself into a Rosh
Hashanah.
There is a presumption that any Hagode a person makes, whereby he declares himself a Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's against human nature,
even if
to talk against us. It's within human nature to talk against everybody. But it's against human nature to talk against himself. Against himself. So in other words, all of a sudden he says, I'm a Ganesh, I'm a Chal Shabbos, I'm an Echot Reves. So what is the joke? It's Sheker.
Why?
Because had it been MS, he wouldn't say it. If a checker, he can say, is somebody who didn't kill. So it's psychologically all right for him, you know, to say, I'm a checker. Because he knows he's a checker. But when it's MS, a person is not disposed to tell the truth.
When
a checker,
but Malkus we pass.
So then, when he checks here, he can say, I am a Galef, when he's not a Galef. But if he is a Galef, he will not say anything.
And the game, too,
will not say. That's human nature. So it's an Umber.
They pass for like Rabbi.
So it's an Umber.
So they pass.
So that's why, even in regard to calls, whether he should bring a Kom, should not bring a Kom. So the discussion is, if two Eidim tell him, we saw the joint Chelet, and he says, I was amazing, he shouldn't be Nemon. What did Gemara say? Why is he amazing? He shouldn't be Nemon. Because we should take, there should be a presumption that he's not telling the truth, because had it been Emes, he wouldn't say, I'm amazing. If a checker, he can say. So then, if it is a Sheker, but if it is an MS, he wouldn't say.
The reason is why
so we have a Machlekes, now we see, so the Rambach is
Chelek,
and we see the Rashi all over here, and the Yevomes, so he says, it'll be Mr. Roshet because he's not Nemon. Kalina Alidis Atzmi Nasa Roshet. He'll got an Yoch Lotem Atzmi Roshet. Kalina Alidis Atzmi Nasa Roshet. He doesn't become Roshet. But if it is something that doesn't require this, let's say, Minia Sakom, so then we do believe. We do believe. So we have a Machlekes Rishim between the Ramban and Rashi and the Ramban on one hand and Tesis on the other. According to Rashi and the Ramban, there is no such undene that the people whereby one declares himself a Roshi and Sheker. But Aloche is, if one says I'm a Roshi, he doesn't become
Roshi.
In the same way as when two brothers say that a third brother is a Rosh. So the third brother doesn't become
postulated.
But it doesn't mean that any deep word that the brother makes against another brother is Sheker.
No.
So here do the same thing. According to Jesus, no. When a person says something against himself, so then, it's a check. It's a normal. It's a check. Now, there is a very strong kasha by Rabbi Kleia. Rabbi Kleia is in Ksuvis. In that sugya, that you trust in Ksuvis.
Rambam says in Pirkei Avot, "Ein donid aloch yedaleh." In donid in the forces of the Bnei Abayis. So there is a requirement. There has to be a bayis bisamila, kabbonis.
Now, the Mishnah says that you have to go over that before, because that's very important for the Sugya. for the Sugya of Ogen and Bor. The Mishne Dab Yudches, Yudches on the basis, Poedin Shom Ruxab Yodeinu, Avla Nisimo Yinu, Ktanimo Yinu, Suleides O Yinu, Harilu Nemon. Vim Yeshedim Shuxab Yodom, Ushuxab Yodom, Yitzimo Kmache, Eilu Nemon. In other words, the star, the Chsime, the Chsime Seidim, in the star has to be the sky, has to be authenticated. I mean, in other words, two Eidim have to testify. Either the same Eidim themselves have to authenticate their signatures, they have to verify the signatures, they have to testify on this.
These
signatures are our signatures, it's not a forgery. Or to other Eidim who are familiar with the purporting signatories, of the signatures. So they have to say, but we recognize that this is
one aloch has
this is the signature of the purported signatories.
There is no best now.
We know the signature.
So maybe we cannot have any
signature. So then it is Ishtaloch. And as long as it's not Niskan, Ishtaloch, So if it is produced against, let's say, the Leve, so we can say Mizuye. So Ishtar has to be discussed. So suppose, so the Reishe, there is a Reishe and there is a Seife in the Mishnah. Now the Reishe has reference to the case where the Ksav Yodom is not Yitzim Mokemache. So without their testimony, the Shtar wouldn't be Niskayim. The Shtar can only be Niskayim through their testimony. Ein Ksav Yodom Yitzim Mokemache. So the Mishnah says, Oedim Shomu Ksav Yodainu Uzi. Ruven and Shimon are signed on the Shtar. And they say, the question is, did they sign it, or maybe somebody forged their signature. So Ruben and Shimon, the purported signatories, come to Bezdin, and they say, that's our signature. So, Avo, Anusi Moyinu, Ktani Moyinu, Tzuleide Zayinu, Haril in a month. So the mailing means the star becomes invalidated. So we don't have to resort to their Hagodet to Mikhail the star. Then it's not them. They are not them. So the star remains valid. Omer Omevacham. Loishonu Eloshomu. So Loishonu, so at first Omevacham says, so the Halamin of the Gemara was that Omevacham's remark applied to the case of Ksav Yodom Yeitzim Mokemache Einemon. The same. So Omer Omevacham. Loishonu, when does the same of the Mishnah say that if Ksav Yodom is Yeitzim Mokemache, so there is no apeshi or sarapeshi ita. There is no miga. There is no apeshi or sarapeshi ita. Because the star can be niskayim without their testimony. So Loishon, when does the Mishnah say in the Sefer that if in Ksav Yodom Yitzim Mokemache, that if Ksav Yodom Yitzim, when does the Mishnah say in the Sefer that if Ksav Yodom Yitzim Mokemache, so we don't have to resort to their argument. So it's a non-emoni. It's in the morning, El Shomra, Lucimo, you know, Machmas Mom. When they said Xavier Deinu, it's Xavier Deinu, Mokmach. And the purported signatories come to Bezdin and say, this is our signature, but the Malve bribed us. He bribed us. He gave us money. He gave us Sheikhah. And he told us to sign the Shtar. So the Leve borrowed from him. In other words, we were made in the Shekel. And we are made in the Shekel, have been made, been brought in order to get a certain amount of money. So we are made in the Shekel. So the same way of Rishoyim, we acted like Rishoyim. We testified like Shekel because the Malve promised us money. So when does the Sefer of the Mishnah say that if Ksav Yodom is Yitzim Mokemache, so in the morning with what they say Anusim Oyinu, so that is if they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Mokemache, so they make themselves the Shoyim, so we don't believe them because they have Mitzvah Tzavosh. But if the signatories come to Bez and they say it's true, it's our signature, but we are forced by the Malve to sign it. To sign it, let's say the alleged Leve,
allegedly the $1,000 from this alleged Malve, because this alleged Malve forced us to sign. He told us if we are not going, he stretched out the revolver and he told us if we're not going to sign, it's all kill us.
That's because if they say, that's special.
Insofar as the human being is concerned, So you may use it, but at least you make it first.
It's a pot.
They say, and you see,
moment,
so even though they have a big
chuve, so they're not mad.
So you say,
Inshin of the Shamayim, but
my family is
the other chuve is not mad. So
the
Bible says the
van, the Kolakum
shall come to the Hasidim, the Kolakum shall come to the Hasidim, so
Piatz,
so Mele, so Kivin is in the Kavad Zayin in the Yach, and Kivin is in the Kavad by himself, Zayin is in the Yach. So then five, then we created the Gatesha of Mitzul Lachin, the five, but it's Chayu Mise. So it's a special aloche. It's a special aloche. That there is a deep kvien. And if they are who refuses to be mikabel zayin in the star, there is a deep kvien. So that's because of this aloche. The Rambam, the Rambam, that's the Rambam Shite. Because they take this in the Zohar in regard to Gimore or Akum. When Bible and Ridin, so they say, don't be mikabel zayin in the star. Because the din of revival is not in the Israel. So it applies only to an Akum who is
the general rule.
So it's As a matter of fact,
that car.
The Rambam says,
he is that self. So, what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? He doesn't mention that there is a Machlokes, a Rashi in Tesis, or Rambam in Tesis. That he doesn't mention. But he himself, Rabbi Kleja, says that there are two alternative Pshatim in the Gemara and the Mishnah. One of the Pshat in the Mishnah of Rashi is the Gemara, where the Rambam presents himself as the Rashi Sheker. Another alternative Pshat in the Mishnah. That if a person says I'm a Rosh, he's not coming latest.
So in other words, so the Rambam says,
because puzzling latest is itself requires a good decision. And he is an apostle. He's a doubt. So
who gasled?
So he says as follows. Shem Gimori Yivomes Itzmashma.
So the Rambam says because of
Pshat. In the Mishnah of Rashi, it's like Rashi in the Rambam. He doesn't say Rashi in
the Rambam.
From Gimori Yivomes Itzmashma. The Pshat is like Rashi in the Rambam. Like Rashi in the Rambam.
So they all
the thing of this, not the thing of this, but why was
Yaakov Avinu so outraged?
Whereby a person declared himself a Rashi in Sheker. No,
there is no mitzvah. Of beating out Mishnah against the Bnei'ah, who is Chayim.
But it's not necessarily
the Rambam says,
how is it Mashma from the Gemara in Vomizdach
Kofei,
like Rashi in the Rambam, not like Princess in Vomizdach and Vomizdach Kofei? So he says, because the Gemara here says, in Vomizdach Kofei, in regard to the Tanakhavu's din, that where a person comes and testifies in
Bezah,
I killed the husband. So his Nemo and his wife, and the wife of that husband is allowed to marry anyone.
They have to be done.
Is the right anyone except himself because of the society?
Who are even the so
the Gemara of the Kashi, what? What Rabbi Yisrael when the Rabbi Yisrael who be Acham Mishtav Moshe, we are saying the Rosh Hu, but the Rom Wal Tosh is Yotchoim Rosh Hu Yisrael Chomo.
So then, so the Kabbalah Zayim Mitzvah necessarily means twice that they have to kill each other.
And Rabbi rejects the concept of holding the divorce.
But what do you say? Did you chuve? But chuve is not mafkiyah.
We don't say
then
the divorce. That's what's
the
halacha, the premise of the divorce. That we don't say holding the divorce. So really the kashi is against the Rabbonon of Rabbonon. How can the Rabbonon of Rabbonon say that if a person testifies, I kill the husband, so then why is he allowed to get married?
So,
why should she allow to get married? After all, he says, I killed the husband, so I didn't say,
so I'm impossible ladies. But
so it's a problem, I go there.
How so can we have the Mosul and Israel be said? That doesn't mean that we are Mechuyev to meet out the Mise.
We keep telling me. Shabbat is Isha Dakilu for Rabbonon, and you are going to say.
that even according to Rav Yehuda.
So what does the Rambam mean?
So there is no
Rambam says that didn't mean
there is no difficulty
that we have to be done. That we have to be done.
Because he says I'm a killer. I'm a Mitzayah. But it is Israel Mitzayah is also kosher. So that's why we accept the Avodah.
We got it.
No, it's not Mitzvah. It's not possible. It's
in our range of skill.
But if we have